March 10, 2018, GNSO NCUC Membership Affairs, in 103A, starting at 8:30.
Hello?
Renata?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Alright. What's the vibe? That's one of the charms.
Sorry?
I'm in the fourth device trying to get in.
Oh, God, no. We get it. We're still waiting for Luis. Luis just arrived, but we're still waiting for Michael. And do you think we can kick this off? Or
Sure. Thank you, Peter, for joining us here. So who's in the room, Bruno?
Renata, your sound is not very good.
Better now?
A little bit, but it's still a little like grainy, so I am not quite listening to what you're saying, but I just heard the beginning, like the thank you someone.
Okay, let me try with another microphone.
Or maybe if you just maybe could speak a little louder and slower, then we could understand. Because right now, when you just said like the whole
okay,
and, yeah, slightly better.
Okay. So who's in the room? You, Bruno?
So it's Elsa, for the record. Here it's Bruno. Elsa, and we have two participants in the room, but we were still waiting for more participants to come in so that we would start. Louise was in here just 2 minutes ago. She went out for a bit, and she's coming back, and we're still waiting for Michael. So that's about it, other than Ozan and
okay,
our lovely staff back here.
Thank you, Elsa, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, good morning to staff. Thank you very much for dialing in. And let me just start asking the people who are in the room. Are you NCC members or? If you would like also to speak your name, this is an open meeting, but. Just trying to find out, because then we will have more people to consult. If you are NCC members, that would be great. If you're not, that would be fine as well.
So the participants in the room are not in NCUC, but they're observing from afar. So.
Okay, great. I'm gonna send an URL. I see Peter is in the room. Thank you, Peter, for joining us. And Peter also, I believe you sent a question on NCC Policy Course. NCC Policy Course is one of our meetings tomorrow. On site, it's a closed meeting, but online, anyone can attend, and if you attend all policy course activities, you get a certificate, even if you attend remotely. So the URL for policy course is in the schedule page for NCC policy course. And that's a meeting tomorrow. So I hope to have answered your question. And okay, so we got the agenda there for a membership meeting. Everyone cool with the agenda? Would you like to add anything else? Pretty straightforward. It's about getting to know where our members are and how to get them to working groups. So this is quite a flash meeting. It's a half an hour meeting. My hand is raised for by mistake. So it should be all right. So everyone okay with that?
Objections? Just to let you know that we have also Inez and Olga in the room. And
Great. Yeah. Welcome.
So we were talking about the policy course and other activities we have this week, right?
Yeah, it's quite a busy week. I think it's important to say that after this half an hour meeting, we have the members meeting, so we're going streamingly through both. We'll go swiftly through both agendas. So I guess that would be cool with everyone, right? Well, hearing no objections, so we go with the membership review, mapping preview meeting. So the membership mapping idea is because we had during intersessional we had Akin Remy Peter, yes, I see your message on the chat. I will send the link to the group. So we had a discussion on NCPH intersessional and a project, actually for quite a while now, and CC has been focusing on increasing inreach, so increasing involvement of our members in working groups. We already have close to 600 members, and we need to intensify the involvement of those members in working groups. So there were efforts before, on membership that included an inreach group. So it was called NCC Inreach Group, and after that was a membership affairs group, which is still on our NCC website. I'm sending a link to the EFI in private via the chat. I'm not sending it to everyone, because there's a couple of members that found that link. So you can show it on the screen. So Marion, I'm sending it to you as well. And I'm sending it to Ozan. But meanwhile, I'll just mention that we had these groups, and they were quite focused, but they dealt a bit with members' profile. But they were very much tied to, I would say, timely events. So to ICANN-BG meeting, to other meetings that were coming up. And I think we should have like an ongoing effort. So we already have a couple of efforts, for instance, NCC outreach form that we reviewed, the EFI reviewed. So yeah, if anyone can put the link to the document I sent in private on the screen, that would be great. Yeah, but not share it publicly. So Ozan, if you could please... not to be shared publicly, this link. So if you could please clear the chat and just it's just to be shared on the screen, the document. Please. I know it's tricky, but it will be worth it.
Thank you, Renata. This is Bruna for the record. We are clearing up the chat. And a quick question. This is going to be our a mapping preview, and then further on we're going to move with our membership questions. But this is something that we are trying to tackle and trace our further actions right now. And could you elaborate more on that? Because we had planned the membership mapping on like with regards to the PDPs and working groups. And is this still within our plan to engage more members in policy?
Yes, this is directly more to policy. And I would really, I forgot I put the link there too. This is not working out. Let's get back to the agenda. I think it would be best if we get to the agenda. I'm so sorry. I will share all the links of the ECs later. And is there any way I can share my screen, Marion? That would actually make things a lot easier. Yeah, so this is to map members into policy, into working groups. Yeah, it's fine. You can leave the agenda for the EC meeting already. So we had an in-reach which was tied to meetings, and we had the other group, the membership affairs, which was more tied to what's the process of vetting members and getting new members in. So they both had their goals. But most importantly, I think what we have to have in mind is that there's a process called the stakeholder journey. So that's what you were asking, Bruna. And when members, when all of you now that you are, I mean, the EC now in leadership, in entry-level leadership roles, I can consider myself to, this is my second leadership role, so still learning. But this is, the idea is that when someone gets to ICANN, how do they become involved in policy? How do they become involved in governance works? And what makes them continue? So, my proposal is that we do a new group called Membership Mapping at ncc.org, at lists.ncc.org. So this will be a list. But it will be a list that initially the EC can be a part of this list. Others can join. But basically, we will discuss how to get people involved in working groups. And yeah, link it to meetings too, link it to meetings that are upcoming, and have monthly bulletins along with monthly members call. So before we had the regional calls, they can still happen. It would be great if you focus on topics that you think are important and periodically invite membership calls. So these calls can also be led with all members, can involve all members. So I'm planning to organize one, and this would be an NCC members call in the week of 25th of March. So we'll send out a Google poll, get this started, and then we'll have these monthly bulletins. And then EC could take turns helping on these bulletins. And we spread them out, we send it to all our members to help them engage. So this is still quite a complicated process to have it permanently. But I think that with very few simple steps to begin with, like having our monthly calls and having this list that people can discuss engagement or they can send questions, and occasionally you can send stuff to this list, to the main list. It would be an interesting way to go. So So we have only a few minutes in our first meeting, 5 minutes. So can we take any more any questions or views from the EC and any other business you want to bring in on membership?
Yes, Renata, this is Bruna for the record. We have Ines, and later on I also have a doubt to ask you. So, yeah, Ines right now.
Thank you, Bruna. Thank you, Renata. Good morning.
Now I can go ahead.
Buenos dias, everyone. So this is Ines Hafaid for the record. I like very much the idea of the membership mapping in terms of gauging the interest of the members. So I'm just thinking about the mechanisms. I'm thinking when for the next round of those who will be applying to NCSG and then coming to NCUC, we could, one, put on the application form some fields of interests or some working groups that they would like to join. And then, again, when they join NCUC, for example, we as ECs, we could send them personal or to the whole list. We can send a kind of application. So it could be two mechanisms, one when they join NCSG and NCUC, and two when they join the regional list. So we can send them, these are the working groups, and these are the mentors or points of contact, and these are the people you can reach out to. This is what I have from the top of my head, but let's put this as an action item. Who's taking notes? I can take notes, yeah. Like, actually, or maybe we could put that on the chat. Yeah, can we do that? Action item, developing mechanisms for membership mapping. For the time being, I'm thinking of two steps only, but I can think of more. Thank you very much.
Just Bruna,
that's
again.
That's great, amazing.
Just getting back to this, I was just going to maybe do a follow-up on this suggestion that we probably do this within the buddy mentorship program. So I guess we already kind of been developing a way of further engaging members in our constituency, and we can probably build up from that. So after the person, let's say, graduates from the buddy mentor program, he could later on develop or at least start engaging with more PDPs than usual. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, this is Ines. Sure, we can add this as well. We can build on this. Hi, Luis.
So thank you, everyone, for the questions and ideas. They are great. There are some... I'd say some dependencies, so we're not in here. There are some dependencies of our membership process that we have to take into account. So our membership intake form, so when people want to sign up for NCC, they actually go to NCC website and they fill a form there. And currently NCC membership database is changing. So that could be that NCC membership will have a survey to answer to. We're not sure yet the final format of this intake form because we're having a new database of members also with more information. But we do have several sources of information. We also have a new member survey, which was done by the onboarding program. And, yes, we have training programs that happen, like the Buddy Pilot program, which has just had its first round, and it will likely have its second round before ICON-62 or around ICON-62. So I guess... we should have all these processes in mind, but we should also think about membership engagement as a continuous task. So we should definitely take note of all these ideas and follow up in the membership mapping group on how can we implement some of them or at least the ones that we don't have platforms changing and so on, like the NCC reality right now. But yeah, thank you very much for the ideas, and we should definitely follow up on that. But yeah, meanwhile, I guess it's about getting a space to discuss all this and trying to follow up each task as they come.
Renata, sorry to interrupt you. This is Bruna again, for the record. This is 10:02. Should we then move on to the EC meeting and discuss this within our meeting? Should we adjourn this call and then move on to the EC one just so we don't get out of schedule? Or do you guys think we can finish this one and...
Yep, great. Let's move on to our EC meeting then. So can we do another recording, or do we keep this as one recording for both meetings?
So I guess, Renata, we are adjourning this call right now. If we could stop the recording and then start with the EC meeting later on.
Thank you. This is Susan for the record. I will let you know in a minute when we restart the recording for the next session.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm going to need another dialogue or I can just hang out here. I'll just wait here, yeah?
Yeah, Renata, Louise here. We'll keep you posted. I don't know if we have to change Adobe... rooms, or
the Adobe room will stay remain the same, but we're gonna restart the audio recording, and I'm waiting for the cue from the tech person.
Okay, thanks.